This is Science of the Times with Carl Sanders, and I'd like to welcome you to our program this morning. We're going to be talking about society. We're on Republic Broadcasting Network. We seem to have a little difficulty there. Yeah, I'm here. We talk about the signs of the last days.
Premise of...
Yeah. Hello. Yeah, are we having problems? Yeah, I can hear you. Okay. This is Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders and on Republic Broadcasting Network. And we're going to be talking about, we talk about the seven signs of the last days. And we've talked about the signs of nature, earthquakes, diverse places, pestilences, diseases, all those things. We're going to be talking about society today and as well as some other subjects. We've got, of course, the thing that's on the forefront right now is the Law of the Sea Treaty. Looks like the Senate committee passed it out of the committee, 17-4, I think it was. And this, you talk about wiping out our sovereignty, this will certainly do it. But the main subject today is going to be also talking about a society that has renamed everything, that has turned itself completely away from God and any moral standards or values. Proverbs 14:34 says, righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. And as we've seen, history has shown us that when a nation turns to itself, it turns to the book of James talks about what it'll be like in the last days, and when a nation turns to itself, then the results are disastrous, and we saw the Roman Empire fall in that same way. We're going to be talking about some things, immigration, the effects of illegal immigration, and it sounds like we got the music for the commercial. We'll be right back, and I'll be joined by Ken Little, I believe, and he'll be with me right after the commercial.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Back to Science of the Times with Carl Sanders, and it sounds like we're right on track. There's a couple things. We're on Republic Broadcasting Network, and I'd like to give you a call-in number. It's 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And also, my website is www.trumpetmen.org. Trumpetmen.org. We on the site we have the seven signs of the last days, a lot of current information, some things that I believe will help you along the road, and also you can contact us through the website for materials. We send out our books and tapes and CDs, DVDs. We send those out just free of charge, just a donation basis. And Ken, are you on? Ken Little, I'm waiting for Ken.
Yeah, I'm here, Carl.
All right. Well, all right. God bless you, Ken. We had a little difficulty there for a little bit, but we're going to talk about the science of society, and necessarily fits in almost with all the other signs. You can't separate these signs out and say, well, here's one sign and here's another sign, because technology drifts over into society, and the church drifts into society, and society drifts into the church. And boy, that's something we need to talk about too. There was an old poem called "The Church and the World," and it talks about the church and the world walk far apart on the changing sands of time. And it's a very long poem. I'm not going to recite the whole thing. But what I want to point out is there was a time when the church was separated from the world. And the church could be a refuge. It could be a place you could go to if you had problems. Now you go there and you find a psychiatrist. And I do have a problem with psychiatrists and psychology both. I believe that old Bible gives us the answers to what we need, and I think most psychiatrists become psychiatrists because they need one. And so that's one of my pet peeves. I believe the only answer is in get a right relationship with Jesus Christ. And so these are things that are hard for people to understand, but we have become such a dependent society on all of the ologies, but not theology, but all the other ologies. And all of a sudden, we've got people that don't know where they're coming or going. They don't understand that there is an answer. And following along that line, it's interesting because there's a nut. There's a lot of nuts running around out here, but there's a nut on the rotor shaft of the U-1 helicopter. But it's on all helicopters. There's a single nut, and lo and behold, in the parts breakdown, you'll find it's called the Jesus nut. And without it, and I was on an FAA investigation one time of a rotor blade, the rotor came off, and it was because that Jesus nut had been installed upside and the shaft drilled and a cotter pin run through the shaft, and the shaft separated right where that drilling was done. And the man died that was in it, and so, but it's the main rotor retaining nut in a helicopter. And Vietnam veterans know about the UH-1 Iroquois helicopter was always called the Jesus nut. Well, I think somehow we need to tighten down that Jesus nut in our lives, and we need to make sure that it's in place. Ken, how are you doing, and how are things in the Republic of California? God bless you, brother.
Well, I'm doing quite well. Things in California are dark. Literally and physically, the light of truth rarely reaches the shores of California. Today is no exception. How about you?
Well, I'm doing fine. It's early here, but it's earlier there where you're at. But I'm excited about what we're going to talk about today, because I believe, you know, we're going to get into a lot of different areas of the assimilation of people into our society, and what the change has been from 50, 60 years ago. And by the way, did you see what happened to the stock market on Thursday?
I did.
It kind of, I think, yeah, it's, you know, it's amazing that the stock market before the depression in 29, right at the time that the banks failed and this type of thing, there was a tremendous growth, everything looked good, and then all of a sudden, the market dove down. It really dropped out, but it only dropped about 12.5%, and it caused the run on the banks and all the problems. The market since then, in 87, has dropped, and at that time it dropped to like 25%, and we went into a mess in 87 on up through. It took into the 90s for us to recover. This time, we've had several of these roller coaster rides, and I wonder if somehow this isn't a warning of the things that are to come. I had a guy call me, and he said, don't worry about the New World Order. We ain't going to last till the New World Order. He said, there's going to be a Third World War before then, and he says, I can tell you when. And, of course, I have people that call and talk about those kind of things, but it's kind of amazing. And I just got a note on my thing here. It says, good morning, and I'm glad that it is a good morning. So, Ken, let's get into this thing of, you know, we talk about the enemy, the terrorists, and somebody going to do bioterrorism, somebody, you know, they flew into the Twin Towers and all this, and we got these terrorists all around. But what is the real enemy that we face as a nation, as a nation founded on godly principles, a constitution formed on these principles, the Bill of Rights, all of these things put together so that this nation was governed by the people, for the people, and of the people. The only rights the government itself has is the rights given to it by its people. Now, what happened to all of that, and how did we end up in the mess we're in right now with in this nation? So reflect on that a little bit, and I got some other things we can talk about.
Yeah, Carl, I found a lot of signs of society all across the world, and I'd like to, when we get around to talking about it, talk about some of those that people may not be aware of, because what I see happening right now is that the people who are behind these things, or the groups, or whatever you want to call them, are springing the traps on many, many areas at one time. It's very, almost mind-boggling how fast this is happening, just like you said about the stock market, you know. One quick note on that is you see the gold went over 800. It closed Friday 806. And what amazes me is that we don't pay attention to the signs. As you said, you know, the stock market's going up and down. Now, the difference between now and 1929 was in 1929, money still had some value because there was still some gold backing and so forth to it. Now there's nothing. And what amazes me is that gold goes up over 806, and nobody realizes that means that gold has not gone up in value, but your stocks, your house, and the dollar have gone in the tube, and yet people are still out there buying stocks and bonds, and that's amazing to me. So how do we get in this mess, I think was your question, Carl, and I can't tell you all the details. Yeah. Even if I could, we don't have time. But really what it is there are people in the world, and there always have been, who want to run everybody else's life. Well, they've gotten together. They propagated. The families have stuck together. There's about 13 families or so worldwide, and they've gained control through gold devaluation, through central banks and other ways of our society in many, many ways. One good example is that they are moving very fast, almost frighteningly fast, to consolidate all of the news media under ownership controlled by them. And the rapidity of the takeovers is very interesting, because the FCC, I believe, just removed or is about to remove the prohibition on having monopolies in the media. And that's what we've seen happening in the news. And the fact is happening so fast tells us they're trying to move, take complete control, so you have no dissenting voice. And so what I think you're seeing, and just to wrap up this long soliloquy, is that the people who want to control the world for their own purposes are gaining rapidly control of this society through means and signs that we might not recognize. And when they do that, that means that the country that we hold dear is being destroyed systematically from within. So the enemy, Carl, are people who would destroy our way of life, even though they call themselves Americans, and would want to replace it with something that they control, which would be a centralized form of government. That's the real enemy in this nation today. That's why all the hate speech crimes and all the other things are coming to the fore, because they must silence people like you and like I and others on Republic Broadcasting who want to tell them the truth, because they don't want the people to know the truth. That's the problem, is people who would destroy the truth are real enemies. Sorry it takes so long, Carl.
Oh, no, that's fine. You know, the Bible says that truth lieth in the streets and is trampled in the streets, and I really believe we're finding that. Ken, as you were talking there, one of the things that I'm reminded of, in the early 1980s, I had the privilege of being able to, I was in Hong Kong working with a company there, and I had the opportunities then to go into mainland China as an engineer, going in and this type of thing. And one thing that really stood out in, as I went up into Canton, and we've got the music coming, so it's commercial time. We'll be right back after the commercial with Republic Broadcasting Network and Signs of the Times.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages, and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944.
1-800-944-9944 or visit healingformula.com.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
To welcome you back to Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders. Ken, just before the break, I was talking about the going into mainland China. And one of the things that stood out to me as I went across through all the barbed wire and the border guards and all of this and ended up in Canton, headed for Beijing. On the corners would be large loudspeakers. There was only one network, only one type of communication, and that was a government-controlled broadcasting system that broadcasted you. Well, you pounded with it all up and down the streets, and in Beijing also, the party line, the Communist Party line was just coming out on this thing all the way. The other thing was, when I got to Beijing and I lectured at the university there, there was churches. The Free Self Church, the Communist Church was there. And you could actually, so they talked about having churches. But there was no freedom in those churches to do anything. The underground church was where we found the Christians, the true Christians. And it was such a sadness because they asked me to speak in one of those Free South churches, and I did. And I was separated from the people. I was told what I could say and this type of thing. But it was an experience to see what happens if we start losing the representative government that is representing the people. I think we see that in this nation now. So I've said a lot, but I certainly firsthand witnessed that there in Romania, Czechoslovakia, Yugoslavia, different countries that the State Department sent me into. I could see those kind of things going on. So it's amazing how, you know, how far that we've come. And so, go ahead, Ken.
Well, I'm glad you said that, Carl, because it's one thing to point out signs, and it's another to recognize what they mean. And you just pointed out some that are happening in this country. And I know you and I both have some experience with how other countries were systematically destroyed by our intelligence agencies and by people they hired to do it through various means in society. And if you don't recognize the signs of society, you are going to wind up in the same place. This country is more difficult to dismantle because of its size and its economic power and its geographic distribution, but more importantly, because of the style of government, which is really, we believe that power comes from the people, that God gave the people certain rights. Those rights are listed in summary form in the Bill of Rights. And as you said, you know, the government only has what we give it. That makes it difficult to destroy this country, but they've done a very good job. They've infiltrated all areas of society. Communication was one you mentioned, and they've infiltrated the church. And I don't mean to say there's a them and us particularly, but people who sometimes mean well. For example, you have the hate speech, and now we have the hate thought crime legislation just got passed by our illustrious traitors in Congress. But I wanted to point out to you one thing that just happened. In Finland, there's a pastor going to trial this month. His crime was he refused to serve in the same service with a woman pastor. And, you know, you hear that, you might think, well, my goodness, he's being discriminatory and so forth. But people need to realize what this means. This means that the government can tell you what you can believe in the Bible and how you can worship. That's the problem that you need to understand from the things you said about what the church in China was putting out and what this church in Finland, this is a Lutheran church, by the way, in Finland, and whether you agree with that particular person or not is not the issue. The issue is you need to understand who's going to decide how you worship. Is this an individual choice? Do you have the freedom to worship? Or do you have to worship the way the government tells you? And we better wake up in this country because it's happening here just about as fast. Is that right, Carl?
It's amazing how quickly, after an earlier program a couple weeks ago, where I talked on about homosexuality and the and what the Bible had to say about it and this type of thing, I did receive a couple emails and a couple phone calls, and they wouldn't identify themselves, but they were warning me along those lines. And you know what? I love the homosexual, and I want to see him come to Jesus Christ. He wasn't born that way. He was never born that way. There is absolutely no evidence that it's in the genes or anything else. This is absolutely a thing of choice, and they are being conditioned from the time they're in grade school on up for this. And if we care about a man's soul, if we care about who he is, if we care about him, I've been on my knees with a homosexual praying for him and see his life change, and I'm not going to stop that because I care too much, and I don't hate anybody, and I don't hate the homosexual, but I do care about his soul, and I care about his what this life is leading him to. Along those lines, talking about society, Ken, here is a article I got on Mayor Tells the Truth, Attacked by Homosexual Activists. And we'll be right back after the commercial. This is Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders and my guest host, Ken.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
This is Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders, and I want to read this AFA action alert, and also I want to recognize we've got a guest holding on the line. It's Joe from North Carolina, and Joe will be right with you. But let me just read this article. It says Mayor Jim Nagel of Fort Lauderdale has issued an apology to the people of his city for being unaware of the magnitude of local public homosexual sex. He's also vowed to do something about it. Nagel apologized for underestimating the problem of men having sex with each other in public restrooms. He also said that Broward County leads the nation in the number of new AIDS cases involving men having sex with men, and he questioned whether the county tourism office should be welcoming them. As expected, the homosexuals have begun a vicious campaign against Mayor Nagel. The mayor said a website about cruising for sex directs people to two Fort Lauderdale parks, and he asked responsible members of the homosexual community to work with him to get those parks off the website. Well, I wonder about the responsible members of the homosexual community, but anyway, that is, we talk about society, and Ken, that's about as blatant as you're going to get when you put up a website advertising the parks in a city, parks where people normally go to picnic or have recreation, as being homosexual hotspots. Well, let's bring on Joe from North Carolina on line three. And, Joe, welcome to Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders.
Hello, Brother Carl. How are you doing this morning?
Are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Well, I'm just... Praise God, Brother Joe. I recognize that voice. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. It's a beautiful,
yes, I can hear
beautiful day in North Carolina.
Well, I welcome you to the program, and we have Ken on with me as kind of a co-host with me. He's been on almost every program, and we're talking about the science of society, Joe, and I know that you, you've got some insights in that area, and of course, it's an unpopular subject. We don't want to get into it. And also today we're going to talk about the Law of the Sea Treaty, which came out of the Senate committees with a resounding, it passed, and it looks like it's going to head for the president's signature. And it's not an issue of the sea. It's an issue of sovereignty and losing sovereignty. So, but go ahead, Joe.
Well, amen. I was glad to tune in this morning and hear what you're talking about. And I don't have any great insight into those kind of to those things. I mean, I know we're headed for trouble. We're in trouble. And I was doing a little studying last night, and I ran across something that just kind of jumped out at me. You know how those little pearls in the Word of God, they just sneak up on you every now and then. And, you know, we all, those of us that are Bible believers, know that over in Psalms chapter 12, verse 6 and 7, it says, "The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in the furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever." Well, I'd personally, in that chapter of Psalms, there's only 8 verses, and I'd always focused in on those 2. And last night I was looking in there, and I happened to notice, hey, there is a verse number 8. And you know what it says? It says, the wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. Amen. Isn't that a big problem in America today? You know, look who our heroes are and who we put up there and who are all the young kids, who they're looking at. You know, and it, of course, I know what we hear is the worst things. And I know, I mean, there's some good athletes out there, I'm sure. There are some godly ones. But look at the ones that always make the newspaper. You know, the vilest man. They're the ones that are exalted.
What? You know, it's amazing, and the good things you don't hear about the news. It's not news.
That's right.
Nobody wants to hear it, Joe. How are things in North Carolina?
Listen, things are going pretty good. You know, our pastor has got cancer, but right now things seem to be going well. And who knows what God's going to do? We're trusting God. Our pastor did come home from the hospital right now and seems to be in pretty good spirits, but we sure need to keep praying for him. But everything else is just going good. Our church is holding together well. They're kind of pulling together around our pastor, and we've had good services, and God's blessing. Things are going great. Amen.
Well, Joe, we've been praying for your church, and we'll continue to pray for that situation. And hang on with us and maybe enter into the discussion here in a little bit. Ken, let's talk about this thing of how you divide a nation, how you divide a country, a nation like the United States, we can go back and look at the Roman Empire, the Medo-Persian Empire, and look at all this. But what was the common denominator in all those, and what was it that tore the Jews apart over and over again, the nation of Israel? And let's get into that discussion a little bit as we're talking about society. And so I know you've got some things to reflect with that, but this illegal, and it is illegal, and that's not a sick bird, that's illegal immigration thing, has a deeper purpose than just bringing people across the border. And I think we need to talk about that. So, Ken, you got the floor.
Well, thank you, brother. I think you mentioned a number of things. You mentioned illegals. You mentioned Israel. And I have a couple of comments on those, and I have a whole bunch of examples I won't get into all at one time. We'll kind of weave in and out as we go, just so people can see that the subject is so vast and the areas in which it's working are so many that you wouldn't recognize them, and they come incrementally like the frog in the pan. You don't really notice it, but it's important for us to see the signs of the times. I think Joe pointed out one, if we're vile men or exalted, that goes back to what I said earlier about they want to control all the media, just like they did in China. It's absolutely essential for them that there can be no truth and no opposing or any dissenting views of any kind allowed. That's when they have complete control. I mentioned before that I think it's William Casey, who was in the CIA in 1981, said, we will know that our program of disinformation is working when everything the American public believes is false. And we're mighty, mighty close to that right now. I want to pick up one on, I'll come back to this illegal thing for just a moment, but let's look at Israel. This is something people wouldn't even realize, I think. I mentioned earlier that this disinformation group has managed to pierce the church. I'll give you an example. There's a well-known pastor, it's actually John Hagee, who wrote a book in defense of Israel. I want to read a couple of comments he makes in that book and see what you think of them. One of them, he says, if God intended for Jesus to be the Messiah of Israel, why didn't he authorize Jesus to use supernatural signs to prove he was God's Messiah, just as Moses had done? The second thing he says is that the Jews were not rejecting Jesus as Messiah. It was Jesus who was refusing to be the Messiah of the Jews. And then he concludes, and of course we both know how false that is. Jesus did all kinds of signs and wonders. They simply never accepted them. But then here's how he concludes. This is where you start with one thing and end up another place, that the United States must join Israel in a preemptive military strike against Iran to fulfill God's plan for both Israel and the West, a biblically prophesied end-time confrontation with Iran, which will lead to the rapture, tribulation, second coming of Christ, blah, blah, blah. you know, and John Hagee has quite a following, and so his followers are reading this stuff, and the swan that hook, line, and sinker, because they haven't really heard the alternative. The God that I serve doesn't need the United States to do anything in order to bring about his plans. But what I'm showing you here is this is another way of dividing Israel. You know, it shows a number of things. It shows the infiltration of the American church, where that ideologies which have nothing to do with Bible-based things, which are really political in nature, are being used through the power of the church to influence people and also to bring about foreign policy that our intelligence services and the global elitists want to do. One of the things they're doing right now is dividing Israel. So what was the issue? Well, that's the same thing they're doing in the United States. If you have a powerful nation in a particular place that you want to control, you have to destroy them in one way or another. What you do is sometimes called Balkanization, named after the Balkans or Eastern Europe. And what you do is you divide and conquer. And you divide along ideological lines, cultural lines, economic lines, and racial lines, if you think there are races in the world. And finally, you divide them geographically. And we see that unfolding before us right now in Israel, and we see it unfolding before us right now in Iraq. We see it in Afghanistan. We see it in Africa, and we should see it in the United States, because it's right here, right now, as we speak. We are in danger of being divided in all of those areas, and the people are fast asleep. And that breaks my heart, Carl. I want to just say one thing, too, and that is that, you know, you and I raise signs of the times. That doesn't mean that we're focusing on how bad the homosexuals are or how bad the society is or any of those things. It's just a sign. Whether you agree with them or don't agree with them, the idea is to recognize that as a sign and know it means something, and then it's up to you to figure out what it means. But we want to stir up conversation. We want to raise that dissenting voice. We want someone to be saying something, like a voice crying in the wilderness, wake up, there's problems coming. You know, the voice in the wilderness, we like to think that was John the Baptist going out into the desert. Well, we're in the wilderness right here in this country. We're in the middle of it. The wilderness is a wilderness of deceit and deception and power control and manipulation, and all those things are right around us. So we're in the middle, smack dab, and we need some voices crying in the wilderness. Amen?
Amen. I agree with that, Brother Kent, and this division that's coming, I know we're going to talk about it, but we've got immigration in a different flavor than we've ever had it before. Let's look at, for instance, the Muslims coming in. They stay in community. They stay to themselves. They don't assimilate into the society and become Americans. They stay as what they are, and they come in and they're setting up, like this thing in Maryland where the 230 acres going to a looks like going to a the mosques will be built there and an education system and this type of thing. That land was taken away from the farmers to build to have a mall built or something that would bring in more tax dollars, and now it's been given to the Muslims to build an education center and this type of thing, which, by the way, doesn't bring in any tax revenue at all, because they will be tax exempt under the acts of religious freedom and all of this. So it's amazing the influence. So you look at all of these things: 9 million Muslims in a country that. And about 6 million of them, they don't know where they're at. You talk about sleeper cells, man, we could have them all over the place. You've got 30 million illegal aliens illegal immigrants from Mexico across the border. And a big percentage of those are not just Mexicans coming across the border. They're coming through the Panama Canal. The China controls both ends of the Panama Canal. And these are Pakistanis. They're all kinds of people coming across the border, because you put a sombrero on the top of their head and run them across the border, it is not making them a Mexican. And so I am, I see this, and I see that our government is just standing by doing nothing. And it really bothers me, but I believe these are the signs that are all around us. One of the ways to bring this nation down is break the back of the economy. And if you look at the worth of our dollar right now as compared to what it was 40 years ago, and like you said, gold just went to over 800. I believe it'll go over 1,000 by the end of the year. And gold is going up, and it doesn't make sense. But the dollar is absolutely not worth the paper. I was in Indonesia when you had to take carry the money in a wheelbarrow to go to a restaurant to buy a meal. And they would pile the money in the corner of the restaurant. This was in Indonesia when the money failed. And I see that coming here. You won't be able to carry enough money to buy anything if it continues the way it is. Our dollar is in big trouble. So we're talking about a lot of things here. And Joe, have you got any comments over all this ranting that I've been doing here?
I tell you what, it's just amazing what we see going on. Some of the things Brother Ken was talking about. I've got a message that I've preached, I'm going to preach again soon, about things that I just can't understand, you know, and some of those things. And I mean, you know, how can we as America accept the homosexuals the way we have? And I'm like you, I love them, I want to see them saved, but I'm not willing to turn over one child to them. How can a woman murder her own child? I can't understand that. How can America... How could, you know, I can see how the people might have been fooled the first time to elect Bill Clinton, but how in the world would you do it the second time? How would we today even remotely consider putting his wife in office? You know, man, I pray what I'm hearing, you know, I've heard tell in several different places that they say 50% of the Americans are saying they won't vote for her, but, you know, my goodness, that's, who would have thought that we would have put Bill Clinton in office the second time? No matter where you look, there are things going on, and you look and you think and you say, how in the world can anybody that knows anything, certainly, about the Word of God and people who claim to be Christians, how could they do that? How could they do that? How could they do that? They've been deceived. They've been deceived. And
it's amazing, Joe, what deception will do. Joshua was deceived when he took the, you know, they came with old moldy bread in their pockets, and they said, we've come from afar, and he invited them into the camp, and we're inviting the enemy into the camp.
Exactly,
we don't have to worry
right.
about the terrorists, man. We're inviting them all in here. As Christians, we go ahead, Joe.
I went through, and I don't know what all I can. This, unfortunately, this is the first time I've tuned in, but I love this. I like your program, Brother Carl. But a number of years, more than 20 years ago, I was in a senior army school near the border in Texas and Mexico. And at that time, you're talking about who comes across that border is not just the Mexicans. At that time, in the previous year, this was 1986, in the prior 12 months, they had identified the ones that they had caught, people from 56 different nations coming across that border. It's not just the Mexicans. what amazes me is that, I mean, I know the terrorists of the world, and the Third World War's already started, by the way. We're in the middle of it. They're all drawn to Iraq and Afghanistan over there right now because we're over there. That's not necessarily a bad thing. That keeps them from being over here. But what amazes me is that we've not had more attacks on our soil already, because we know the people are here. You know, it's just that's an amazing thing. But God,
well, we've got the music
good coming
on. Well, hang on, we're going to the commercial. We've also got Robert in Salt Lake, and we'll be talking to him after the break, and getting back to Ken in California. This is Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders, Republic Broadcasting Network.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home.
Made in the USA, of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Network and Signs of the Times. We were just in a discussion talking. Joe, you had a comment, and we're just cut off at the time of the at the commercial. But go ahead and finish that up.
Well, I think I was talking about the fact that some 20 years ago, 1986, it was reported the government itself had reported, at least through the United States Army channels, there had been 56 different nationalities of people that were caught coming across the Mexican border in the previous year. And it's not just the Mexicans. And you know, we're in trouble. I'm amazed that we've not had more terrorism attacks and trouble along that line than we've had since 9/11. And it's hard to figure out exactly why that is. I'm sorry?
It's certainly not our security system, because we've ended up with the other day they talked about how many bombs were snuck through the LAX security system. I think 70% of them got through in a test, and so San Francisco the same way, not as high a number. Atlanta, so our security systems are not catching these things. So. Do you suppose, Joe, that God is just holding back some of this for a little bit to see if we can't get some more souls into the kingdom? After all, that's the commission. The last thing he told us was go, therefore, and make disciples. And I'd like to think that our God is mighty enough that he's given us a warning. The trade towers were a warning. He's warned us with earthquakes and tsunamis and hurricanes and all this kind of stuff. Maybe he's just saying, folks, are you going to get the message? And we start. The only way you're going to make a peaceful Muslim is to win them to Christ. You're not going to. The Quran does not allow them to be peaceful, so I'm going to incite the riot or the wrath of a lot of people right now. But there is no such thing as a non-militant Muslim, and you put that in your pipe and smoke it. But that's the way it is. That's the Quran. If they follow the Quran, then they are going to be militant, and it's I'm appalled at people thinking it can be any different. It's been that way ever since Ishmael and Isaac and Ishmael. And so we aren't going to change that. So, Ken, why don't you step in here? And I want to John's on the line, so is Robert from Salt Lake. But I want you to make some comments, and then we'll get to Robert, and then we'll get to John. They're on line 3 and 4. So go ahead, Ken.
Well, you said... you know, some people are always crying out when we see these things about the borders, for example, and the other groups moving in and the favoritism for the Muslims. Why doesn't the government do something? Why is the government doing nothing? Well, there's one of the great deceptions of this country that we need to point out. The government is doing something. They're bringing in the illegal aliens. They're refusing to enforce the laws. They're providing for foot baths for Muslims, for loudspeaker calls to prayer. Go ahead.
Amen. Ken, hold that thought, and we'll be right back after the commercial. This is Science of the Times with Carl Sanders and Public Broadcasting Network.